New part of the sugya. So we're moving. I thought we said a very nice thing on Rashi and then Ram Shif and on that Gaon and Sfarad. So now we're moving on to a new thing. So this is a little, hopefully a little, so a small little sugya, at least the beginning. So we have Tosfos. The Gemara says, so Rabba starts out on the sugya. Rabba said, "In the ma'om ha'tayra, ma'idem mixes ha'tayra yishara." Right. So he asks a question, and he gives an answer. Ain't other mix. So Tosfos explains the kasha. Pirish, ye'niemen demigoy diboy kaifer hakol. You should be niemen with a migoy. Now we're not sure if that's what Rashi meant or not, because Rashi says Hashis, Rashi doesn't mean that, but some people seem to say he did. Okay.
Tosfos doesn't learn that. Tosfos and Ksubis learns Rashi like we understood it. Mishav Veda is a separate concept.
Right. Okay.
So Yud
okay. Very good. Thank you. I didn't see it. So again, Pirish, Einema Mimiga Diboy Kaifrako, Ol Nenev Me'acha Din Ol Nema Miga Bi'al. Okay, so I have a very, very simple question. Rashi doesn't add these words, Ol Nenev Me'acha. Rashi just says, Ol Chasho Kemeshe Vaveda. Rashi doesn't say, Ol Nenev Me'acha Din Ol Mina Meshe Vaveda. I don't know. So, you know, it's not a cash on Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't have to agree with Rashi. But he's saying, but why does Tosfos find it necessary to add these words? Why couldn't they just stop? Pirish, just like Rashi says, you should be Neman with Meshav Aveda. So Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi that there's a Torah Meshav Aveda. You should say you should name with the Ptur Amigli. What is he adding?
Maybe there's a Xeris Akasov that you don't believe in Migli here.
Okay. Yeah. In other words, you can't ask Akasha Sam Ye Nema Migli because the Torah says not so. What do you want? Torah says you're not Nema with you're not Nema. So the Torah says you're not Nema with Amigli. So what's your problem? It's not logical. So what if it's not logical? We're not Torah's time in the Krah, right? That's basically what the Rishonim, everyone says, is that the simple pshat in Rabbah, which obviously all the Rishonim don't want to say, is that Rabbah's asking Darish Shimon to cross. Now, we're trying to get away from that, saying that's not, we don't ask Darish Shimon to cross. So if you're not Darish Shimon to cross, then you can't ask, why does the Torah say, it is amigo, you should be believing amigo, okay? It's a good guy, so it's a kasha. So we don't know. So the Torah says, so you're asking, that means you're asking time of the Krah, saying it's not, to me, in your opinion, it's not logical that you should swear. And you're asking a question that why does the Torah say you swear? We don't derish time of the Krah. So Tosfos, in order to make that we're not derish time of the Krah, is as an addition. Oh, neda meha, called the name immediately. Oh. Now it's very good. We're not doing Darish Hayikrah. We're asking, if you cannot go ahead and give a valid explanation why over here, why this Migui is not a good Migui. So then you should be Nedef Me'achav that we don't say Migui.
Well, I don't understand. Many times the Gemara has a thing where they have a Kal V'chaymer, and the Chiddush of the Pasuk is, yes, what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? Don't say this Kal V'chaymer. Do we say from now on, don't ever say Kal V'chaymer? It doesn't.
Migus a beer. Is a Yud Gimel Midas Shatarni Dredges, but you can't learn out not to say Kal V'chaymer.
Migus a beer.
I don't know. Okay, so Pashup Shad in Tosfos is, we'll have to see, but Pashup Shad is that Migui is not the right, it's not so beferish.
In other words, the rice is not the rice, it's a beer.
Pashup shot is that it's, however, it's not so clear cut. In other words, we'll have to see. There's a quality from a Gemara in Ksubis. But Pashup Shat Taisus holds, and that it's not so befeirish that we go by Bigli. It's not so befeirish. It's maybe it's a Svara. They will see. It's a, you know, we'll have to look up that Gemara in Ksubis. Probably have to look it up. But obviously, Taisus is feeling that if we add a raya from here, that we don't go Buster and Bigli. So that overrides. In other words, certain times, you know, there's by Kavah Chomer, you can't override because the Torah says the Farish, go by Kavah Chomer. So you can't later, but over here, it's not a clear cut black and white pasuk that you follow Migui. So if you could, if this is a good Migui and the Torah, and you don't learn it and you're not that, so we make a Mamatzino, then you don't rely on Migui. Without this Mamatzino, we would have said Misvara. That you do rely on Migui. So this Tagal tells you that your Svara is wrong.
You're not to make to kill Migui forever and ever?
Yes. That is what the Mashmos of Taiva says. Oneida mehacha, that I'm reading Migui. Now the Pashup Shad in Taisa says that the Gemara in Ksuvis, well, I'm saying again, you have to look at the Gemara, but the Gemara in Ksuvis seems to say that their Migui is learned out from a Svara, not from a Pasik. So it's not clear. You have to read the Gemara. But anyway, that's where we get to the Ritva. But the one of the things we get to the Ritva. But the seemingly the maskana of the Gemara in Ksuvis is that Migui is a Svara. In other words, it's a common sense. It's a good raya. Logic, the Torah says, obviously, common sense tells us we should follow rayas. But if the Torah goes ahead and we have a Torah says, that you don't follow this raya. So the Torah overrides, since it's not a befeirish pasuk, it's just common sense. So the pasuk can override that common sense.
There's one more question, Rebbe. Doesn't Taisus ask Migu all over? I mean, he learned Chumash.
He learned
Chumash, and he has Migus everywhere. So learn Chumash first, that we don't say Migu. How do you start asking Migu everywhere if you don't even know if you're supposed to say Migu?
Gemara says Migu. So obviously the Gemara holds a Migui. So of course Taiva is going to ask, oh, we should say Migui. But the question is, where did the Gemara get Migui? So Pashup Shat is the Gemara got it Misvara. So Taiva here is saying that Rabba is saying that if we have a Raya from a Pasuk, that you don't say Migui. So the Raya in a Pasuk trumps a Svara. We don't follow a Svara when we have a Raya from the Torah. So Rabba is saying, a very simple question. Logically, there should be a Migui. Either explain to me why this Migui is not a good Migui, or if you can't do that, so then you should learn out from here through one of the Yud Gimel Midas of Mamatzinu that the Torah is being Migad, and then we don't go by Migui. Now you have a Svara, you do go by Sir Migui. So a Pasuk is stronger than a Svara.
Why is Rabba bothered by that now? I just don't know.
I can't understand.
What Rabba should be bothered? Say Migu, say Moshe Veveda. Why? No, let's. I mean, why is Rabba's bothered by we shouldn't say? Who's bothered by this point?
Kasha. There's nothing else as a Kasha. Say Migu is not a Kasha because the Torah is allowed to say Zer is a Kasha. We don't say Migu here. So that's what we're saying. Taisus holds that just that if you would just stop. That would not be a valid problem because there's no question. Rabba will be asking a silly question. The answer would be very simple, that this is a xeris akasiv, that this is an exception to the rule, that here we don't follow migui, period. Okay. But so therefore you have to say, Rabba's question is, but there's such a principle called binyanav, namasinu. And if the pasuk here is telling you exeris akosif, then you don't follow migui. So we should go ahead and make a binyanav, a mamasino to koa tarakula, and we should learn out from here that we don't follow migui, which we obviously know is not true.
We have
mishnayas that they do learn migui. So therefore, Rabba's kash is on the mishnayas. Not kash is not on the Torah. His kash is on the rabbis. How did the Rabbanan in the Mishnayos learn Migui? They should have learned out from here that now I'm reading me goy.
The real kasha is why dafke here. That's what the Rebbe's saying. The real kasha tastes really bothered that Rob is bothered. Why dafke here as opposed to everywhere? Is that what he's saying? Why dafke here?
That's not like what I'm saying. Saying that Rabba knows what you said is right and then not right. You can't ask a kasha on the Torah. So the Rabba's kasha is on the rabbis. How come the Rabbanan learned out Migui? They learned Misvara. Why didn't they make a binyan out from here that we don't go bust or Migui? Now Rabba is a smart person and he knows the derech of learning. The derech of learning is that a good question is half the answer. So obviously the answer to that question is going to be, even before you give the answer, that the Rabbanan understood that there's a reason why over here it's different, that we don't go baser migui. And that's why they didn't learn out. So Rabba's question is, if the Rabbanan, you obviously must have felt there's some reason why here is different. What was that reason? But that's like half the answer. The question in a vacuum is, why didn't you learn out from here that you don't go baser migui? The answer is because there's a percha. Question is, what's a percha? Okay, so that's
could it be that Tosfos is saying that there's two possible ways to read the Gemara? Because no. Pirush, either it means Yei Nimim Migui, or Pirush, Nimim Achad Lo Nimim Migui.
Why would you want to read it that way?
Well, this way. This way, the first part reads on its own. Just that Pirush, Yei Nimim
Migui. Why would you learn Tosfos that way? I think the time is misopic. We don't
usually. No, because then we don't have to say what we're saying, that it might have been Xeris, it might have been Xeris Akasuk. Tysus saying that alone could be a
Kasuk. I don't believe that that's how we read Tysus.
Okay.
Tysus doesn't, it's very rare. Tysus doesn't have Sveikis how to read the Gemara. Doesn't say.
But not Sveikis, it's just saying you can pick a choose. They both fit in.
I don't know. Can you show me another Tysus where Tysus does that? That he says that I have two different chapters in the Gemara.
Give me a couple of years.
Okay, I don't know. Usually, Tosfos is pretty smart, committed. He knows what chat is. I know. I don't believe in all the doesn't fit so on the lashon. Okay. Anyway, so the Maizah is what we're saying. I hope everyone agrees that Tosfos had to add this line, Omeyus Mehafa, because otherwise, there's no question. So if I ask you, so how come Rashi doesn't say El Nedef Me'afa? So what would you say? Rashi says Meisha Veda. So that all the Rishonim say they want me to die from Rashi, that Rashi learns Meisha Veda is the right. Okay. So what Rashi say? The answer is granted Meisha Veda is the right, but it's so what do you want?
So Meshav Aveda doesn't have anything to do with this case per se. We're trying to say this case is a case of Meshav Aveda.
Okay, so what's Rashi's kasha? I'm saying what's Rashi? So Rashi will say logically it should be a case of Meshav Aveda. It's exeris a cause of that. Then it's not.
What would Meshav Aveda is the right to that? Misfar or exeris a cause?
I don't know. I assume it'd be about misfar. I don't know. Whatever you want.
Well, if it's exeris a cause of, then we have a steering to their successes.
So good. So that's so nice. So then everything's good. It's good if you have a steering to their successes. It means that everywhere else is a din of Meisha Aveda. And here's an exception. If I care, that would be good. You're allowed to have a steering to their successes. That means Torah is making exceptions. And Torah says, I before E, except after C. And if I have a few exceptions, okay? Exception to the rule. There's no problem with that. That's so.
Rabbi doesn't want to just say Rashi agrees and he's being makatza.
Yeah, so that's what I do want to say. I mean, I don't want to really say it, but I want to say that at this point in time, at 8:15. So the Pashup shot is that, listen, obviously Rashi is much more makatza than Tysus. So what Rashi meant, that either be Meshav Veda, or Nedef Me'acha, that I'll meet in Meshav Veda.
This case is not Meshav Aveda. Is a case in Meshav Aveda. Yeah. Yeah, whenever someone goes like that, you can't principle. Not learn the Yisoy. Which one will learn that?
I'm sorry. Meshav Aveda is the principle. is a concept, and it applies to this case. And if this, if the principle would be true, then this case would be potter. In the Lumdis, this is a case of Meshav Aveda.
Maybe
this
you can extend it to it.
What?
That's a svara to say Meshav Aveda fits in. So you knock, first you knock out the svara.
You can't say it's so solid. This is a case.
You're extending. Not extending.
Meshav Aveda. I don't agree with you. What can I tell you? I don't agree. There's a svara called Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda, we don't know what it is. It's a svara why we ponder a person who's a Meshav Aveda. This person is being a Meshav Aveda. He should be, this Yashris of Meshav Aveda should ponder you from a Shrua. So, Parshat Pshat, Rashi's saying the same as this is, that, you know, the why isn't this a Meshav Aveda? Adamai, you say it is. So then, Nedef Mehacha, that I'm reading Meshav Aveda. So, how did the Tanoim, we have Mishnayos, that there is a principle called Meshav Aveda. How did the Tanoim have a principle of Meshav Aveda? They should have learned from here that the Torah doesn't hold to the concept of Meshav Aveda.
Right. In this week's parasha, right, we have like Avram tells Hashem, how could you be, you know, do din without, you know, without doing din, right? You know, so if something is not a proper din, he's a Meshav Aveda. How can you make him chayit?
Because you Meshav Aveda is a svara. You don't know that Meshav Aveda, just like Migu is a svara.
Migu is a svara to believe. The Torah could be saying, the Torah has rules about who to believe and when. It's not a perverse din. Meshav Aveda is a question of a perverse din. It's a din that creates bad incentives. It penalizes do-gooders.
It's a svara.
But that's a different type of svara. It's not a svara saying we think we should believe you. The Torah could say these are the rules of Nemanus. You need to aid them. You need this, you need that, whatever you need. Miko is not one of them. This is you could say is a gzeiras hakasim. This it can be much more of a svara kasha.
You could be, but why would we want to say such a thing? That the way we should learn.
Too early.
Well, we should learn the same thing. That it's a Meshav Aveda, it's the same as Migui. Mm-hmm. And just like Tosis learns that Gemara's Kasha is Imanashach, either explain to me why it's not a Migui or Nedef Mehacha. So Parshat Pshat, I would assume the Parshat Pshat is Rashi is the same thing. Okay,
Rabbi, according to the way Rabbi explained, you know, the raid and explaining Rashi, isn't Rashi in a way saying that the Gemara is asking that if Chachamim felt that it's a Yashvus, the Meshav Aveda, then why would the Torah apply a Shvu over here where every case is a Meshav Aveda? So the way it is asked.
Why can't you, Gemara, the answer be that it's Xeris Akosiv, that really there's a Yashris, but the Torah went against the Yashris. And what do you want, Rabbah? Torah is allowed to go against your Yashris. What's Rabbah's big question? So the answer would be.
How could Rabbanan, how can
Rabbana
come up with such a
Yashrus? Right, so then the Rabbana, that's what the Kasha is on the Rabbana. No, Native Mehacha, I read a Meshav Aveda. Now, the Rabbana should have said that we should learn out from here. We have asserted that the Torah, obviously, is Yashrus, is better than our Yashrus, and the Torah doesn't hold to the Yashrus and Meshav Aveda. So where did Rabbana come along? I know that would be Pashim Shat. Okay, anyway, let's come to the Ritva. Because the Ritva is very interesting, short little teeny Ritva. Let's jump to the Ritva. Now, I don't know, I hope you people got it. I sent out a second email because I didn't share. I told the guys to do the Ritva and they all prepared the wrong Ritva because apparently, unbeknown to me, there are two Ritvas in Bar Mitzvah. So I don't know which is the real Ritva. I don't know, we'll have to have a Yosef Sibra, you have to ask your father, which is the real Ritva?
And they're right next to each other in the Kavitz.
Yes. So with the real Ritva.
Shamir.
What?
Where's Shamir?
I don't know. This is Yosef, this is Rabbi Sibra, so in the bucket. Tell us. But whatever. So I don't know what's going on. I assume what happened was that they printed one Ritva in the Chidushe Ritva for the last few hundred years. And then they discovered a new Tzav Yad of a different Ritva. And the assumption is that the Ritva that was printed in the Chidushei Ritva, in the old Chidushei Ritva, is not really the Ritva. There was a mistake that they put in the Chidushei Ritva. They found they put, you know, they sometimes they didn't, a few hundred years ago, they weren't so care. They didn't know which Kitab Yad were which, so they sometimes made mistakes.
Which one does that?
We have two Ritvas, but I don't know which is which.
Which one's the Rav Kook do? The brown, the...
I don't know.
Who's the wrong one? The Rashba?
I think the Rav Kook has the other one in the back, though, no?
Yeah, okay.
But let's
read this Ritva. Whether it's Ritva or not the Ritva, it's whoever it is. It's a Chosha person. I hope you have it. So it's just two lines. Bimkein Shaper Amar Rabba. Rabba saying first, he just says that Rabba holds the dinner kofer hakol is getting known in the Torah. So the last two lines of the Ritva, Shaper Amar Rabba, Lama lo amnu tarbet migoy. Why isn't he believed in a migoy? Da migoy da raisa who's far in amihu. He's a biksuas parak shame. So he quotes some bikias, which was good to look up. Ksuvas habeis amal awat. That migoy is a deraisa and a svara. Deraisa means, I assume it means it's a pasik, and it's also a svara. Okay, if you look up the Gemara, it's not so beferish in the Gemara that way. But okay, that's what he quotes the Gemara. That it's because the Gemara, what the Gemara really said is the Gemara first quoted a pasik for Pesha Aser. And apparently the Ritva is assuming that a Pesha Aser and a Migur are the same thing, which I don't think everyone agrees to. And then the Gemara says, Lamadi Kras Farahu. And the Gemara says, you're right, the pasik's coming for something else. So, but I guess what he means is, but if Louis is sure, the only reason why there's a pashtus is a pasuk. The only reason why we say the pasuk is coming for something else is because we say we know it from a svara. So surely, but here, how can you know the ma'isa? There's a pasuk which seems to say migui and a svara. Okay. Anyway, so the Ritva says Amiga the Raisu, because there's both a Svara, there's a Svara Namihu, right? That means that's two things. It's a Pasuk and a Svara. Okay. So $1 million Shaiva. Can the Ritva mean like Taisus, O native Mehaka did all read Amiga?
Well, Amigo is a Pasuk. You can't contradict the Pasuk.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. In other words, the Ritva, besides the fact that the Ritva doesn't say, in other words, Rashi didn't say on Nanith Mehafa. So we said, okay, Rashi's allowed to be Mekatzer. It's self understood. But you can't say Nanith Mehafa did not mean a Migoy if Migoy is a Pasuk. The Ritva forget it. Ritva is making a point that Migoy is very strong. The Ritva is going almost doing the wrong thing. He's building up Migoy. So Migo deraisa. Well, if Migo is deraisa, then you can't say Neira Mehakan Amin Amigo. We got a pasuk that says that there is Migo, right? That's clear. So the Ritva, the Chayra can't be learning like Tais.
If that's the question, then me.
What?
I'm saying. I thought you told me that before that you can't do something like that. You can't say that. If you have Gezeres Kosov here, Gezeres Kosov there, that there's a kasha. There's no kasha.
That's right. That's what I did say.
So then you can ask the same question on the Ritva.
That's right.
Why is that? Maybe something that you goof will learn out in Sfara is an exception that you could say the Torah can't just
throw Gezeres Kosov that contradicts both. The Amiga deraisa usfara. So
right, but it's something that ends up being a svara. You can't, then it's a legitimate question to say the Torah says exeris the cost of against the svara.
The Taisus apparently doesn't agree with you. Because the Gemara and Ksubis, if I ask Taisus, where does Migoy come from? He's going to definitely tell you.
At least for the ritual, though, no?
That's it. Okay, in other words, we have here, let's just put the question, and then you give me the answer, but then when I get the question.
All right, by the way, this Ritva is inside the cook. I just opened the cook. I found it inside the cook.
All right. So it seems to be, okay, so this is the real Ritva. So there, it seems to be that there are two machlokes between the Ritva and Taisa, seemingly. One machlokes, which is that the Ritva says migui deraisa, which needs to be based on a pasuk, and l'chayra our Taisa doesn't hold that migui is based on a pasuk, because if it's based on a pasuk, you can't say neidah mehacha that amina migui l'chayra. So okay, that's maybe like a technical machlokes. Is there a pasuk or isn't there a pasuk? And maybe it's that's totally on how you read the Gemara in Ksuvos, and the Gemara in Ksuvos is not so easy, not so simple. So okay, but the Chayra, there's a second machlokes, which is I think is much more interesting, is that Tosfos found it necessary to say Ol Neidav Mehacha that Amrin Amigui. That means that Tosfos holds that you cannot ask the Kasha, I believe it with Amigui. That's not a good Kasha. Because this, you could simply answer Zeres Akasuf. If Luli Yisur, there was no principle of Mamatzino, of Neidav Mehacha, then Tosfos holds it the rabbi would have no kasha. Rabbi can't walk in and ask a kasha. I don't understand it. It should be a migui. So fine, the Torah said that there's no migui. What do you want, rabbi? Yeah, everything you understand. Paraduma, you understand. Shatnes, you understand. If you understand, I can give you a million halachas you understand. So you don't understand here either. Why you don't go Baser Migui? What's your problem, Rabbi? So the simple thing, that's why Tosfos feels that Rabbi could not ask the Kasha. It doesn't make sense. That would be Darish time in the Krah. Rabbi, you know, we don't Darish time in the Krah. Saying that this doesn't make sense, it should be a Migui, it's Darish time in the Krah. Rabbi, we don't Darish time in the Krah.
I mean, do we have an understanding why the Ritva says Svara, the Meigu Deraisahu, Svara Namihu? Like, it's
yes.
Like
he's saying Pashup Shat in the Ritva, is he saying it's both a Pasik and a Svara. Deraisa means without it, not means Svara, but also Pasik. So Meigu Deraisa learns from a Pasik, who's Svara Nami, and it's also a Svara, which means you don't need a Pasik.
That
would,
if you had a
Xerzakusov,
that would knock out the
Svara,
right?
Yeah, no, the Gemara, how do we know we go Baser Migui? Leaving out our Gemara in general. So we learn it out. The Gemara in Ksuvos brought two sources. First, they brought a source from a Deraisa, from a Pasuk, and then they brought a source, Misvara, that it's logical. And we follow our logic. So there are two sources. Where migui deraisa. So,
what's the Ritva?
What?
I was wondering, what is the Ritva actually asking, or is his don't ask on Rashi? What does he ask? What's he bothered
about? Rashi. There's no Rashi. He doesn't mean Rashi.
I have Peter's Rashi.
We're in Taisis.
I know Ritva's on Rashi.
But he's explaining.
Whatever it is, I'm saying, I mean,
Rashi. Nothing with Rashi.
Okay. I have my guess says Pirush Rashi, but he says right.
He's Rashi. He's explaining the Gemara's kasha.
Just say that Mishav Aveden Rashi means Migu.
Right, that's right. He's learning.
I understand.
Mishav Aveden Rashi means Migu.
I mean that. That's fine.
And he's not asking. He's explaining the Gemara. So our problem is, to me sounds like the most interesting problem. Because it's like a Shas problem, is that there seems to be a basic machlokes in Hashkafa between the Ritva and Tosfos, in that Tosfos holds that unless you could end up that Onema Mehacha Delo Amrina Migui, Onema Mehacha Delo Nema Migui, the Alma, then Rabbi would have no right to ask the question. Because we would say, Rabbi, excuse me, Rabbi, didn't you learn Ein Darshan Taima Dekra? What's with you? You know, they say in Brisk, if you would ask a Kasha, what's the logic? They would throw you out of the yeshiva. So that Tosfos is mashma, that if Rabbi is walking and says, I don't understand the logic of the Torah, you should have a Migui. They would throw him out. Because that's not a good Kasha. You're not allowed to ask on the logic of the Torah. Therefore, Tosfos says, I'm not asking on the logic of the Torah. I'm asking on the rabbis. why didn't the rabbis native meacha that I'm reading immediately?
Isn't the Ritva saying that even a not, but the Ritva goes ahead
and obviously cannot learn on Native Mehacha, because like the guy's saying, and I think they're right, that you can't be Native Mehacha against the Pasuk. So therefore, the Ritva obviously, the Chayra is not learning this, both because he doesn't say on Native Mehacha, which is not such a conclusive proof, because you could say he just left it out, but more so because it's not Shayach to say on Native Mehacha if there's a Beferish Pasuk Vakeret.
Who says it's Beferish?
Who says it's Beferish? Because he's
what's the difference?
Amigo de Raisa.
Yeah, but we said before Rashi that Amigo de Raisa
means it's in the Pasuk. So
we said before
Rashi. Maybe we said before Rashi.
Even if Amigo de Raisa, we could say such.
I don't know. Okay. We'll see. Let me say my question.
Maybe just in contrast with Pasuk Shanah.
So I assume. Now you want to say I'm wrong, that in the Ritva you cannot say Omer Mehacha, because he's making a whole point that Migui is Deraisa and Sara. His whole point is that Migui is so strong. He's going out of his way to be Mechazek Migui. So he's not going to say, you can't be Daichet. That's his whole point. That's why he's making such a big speech that Migui is so strong.
Why? Moses Kashin, that's a nasty. What was the Ritva bothered by?
Say my question. I still didn't get there yet. So if the Ritva can't be Daicha Migui, because Migui is a Raisa, so what's Rabba's problem? What Rabba's Dorish time in the Krah? So, okay, so the you should say Migui here, and you don't say it. It's Xeris HaKasif. Everywhere else we say Migui because Migui is a Raisa. We have
over here,
the Torah says, my Deva Mixa swears, and you don't say Migui. Fine. No problem.
Could Rebbe read the Ritva from a few lines earlier from Vilaka Lakshri?
Yes, what is that, Kasha? I agree. Please, thank you.
Because that seems to be connected to this. It's not an
what is the Ritva bothered by?
He wants to know, how does Rabbi know that Kaifer Akko is Potter? That's something else.
Not good.
Yes,
he's asking about Kofar HaKol over there.
Yeah, Kofar HaKol. Nothing to do with anything. He said that the whole Rabba was based on that you should have a Migui or a Meshav Aveda means that the Kofar HaKol is Potter. Otherwise, why is it Migui or Meshav Aveda? So he wants to know, how does Rabba know that Kofar HaKol is Potter?
So then how does that connect to the Imkain Shapir? How's the Imkain Shapir connected?
Oh,
I don't know.
Because if Kofar HaKol is Potter, therefore I can ask Amigo.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'm asking, when we explained Rashi, Rabbi explained Rashi, he said even if Migo is the Raisa, you could still say such a pshat. Why is it different if the Ritva explains, it says explicitly that Migo is the Raisa, and if Rashi is understood as Migo is the Raisa?
There's different ways of being the Migo is the Raisa. If Migo is the Raisa is Misvara, and as far as a weak thing, because Svara isn't, that's human Svara, but human Svara is not so, could be wrong. Humans are fallible, you know, which is because you think you is logical, but you know, you're a human, you have to realize that human Seichel is not 100% reliable. So that I understand, that's why Tavis is learning. Migui is a Svara. Svara is a relatively weak thing. It's a, you know, the time we follow our Svara calls man that we have no evidence that our Svara is wrong. But if the Torah says differently, and we have a drasha, you give me this differently. So the drasha is telling me that listen, your svara is wrong, and go take a walk, and don't bend and I'll flog on you. Fine. Ritva is going out of his way. Ritva says amigui deraisu. He says migui is a pasuk, right? And because this svara means another point. Migui is based on a pasuk. And not only is it based on a pasuk, it's also svara. So the Ritva is mamish going and knocking into nails that Migui is undeniable. It's a pasuk. It's a svara. It's everything.
Maybe that's how we answer the question.
It's not the Ritva saying pshat in the Gemara. Ritva saying pshat in Rabba. Rabba's allowed to ask if I have a raya that it's not the rice anymore. So then the Gemara could ask.
But the Ritva says it is the rice. Excuse me. Go ahead. He's saying this is pshat in Rabba.
Yeah, he's saying Rabba's asking that maybe it's not the rice.
No.
Rabba's allowed to ask that.
The Ritva what the Ritva says. Well, says that Rabba is saying, "Shaper Omer Rabba, Lama Lama Nir Tarbenigo." I Rabba is saying, "Amiga Deraisa." So Rabba is.
It's the same thing as saying it's a svara. When Rabba says it, Migu is a svara. If it's not working here, then maybe Migu is not a svara. So you say Migu is the raisa, and if it's not true here, then maybe Migu is talking not the raisa.
I'm sorry. No, you can't say Migu
is the raisa. Is Rebbe saying there's a machloikas between Tosfos and the Ritva whether or not you could say here's a gzeiras hakasuv?
I'm trying to figure out. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what it sounds like. It sounds very yisoidistic of machloikas in hashgafa. That's what I'm saying.
What's the machloikas
in how to read the Gemara in Tzuvos. Okay. I don't know. We'll look at the Gemara in Tzuvos. We'll see if there's maybe two different ways to read it. Fine. But it's just interesting that there seems to be a yisoidistic of machloikas. Is that Tosfos feels that the Gemara's kasha would not make sense unless you add the line Oneidef Me'achad Ramina, and the Ritva, according to my opinion, clearly does not learn that that's the Gemara's kasha, and he yet is quite satisfied with having the Gemara asking a question.
Maybe that's
so
only.
So
what, can we
maybe that's only
the
because Tosfos.
I got here one thing. What?
Well, maybe that's only because Gufa, because of the first machlokas, since Tosfos holds it's not the Raisa. It's not a Shas machlokas. Tosfos would, maybe everyone agrees with the Ritva that it's fair to ask Akasha when you have a real pasuk, because we don't like making steering Zeres HaKasus. Tosfos needs to add Onelef Mehacha, because he doesn't hold that Migus with the Raisa, or at least it's not a pasuk.
But the Ritva says it's Svar Nami, right? So. It sounds like he's strengthening his question. According to you, that's weaker.
No, could we take Rafi?
There's only one machlokes, then he's just going to stop there.
If it's a svara, can it be deraisa?
Behind the ritva, saying
that if it's a pasuk, you can't have two different sukkim. I mean, I don't know why not.
Maybe because the svara, that's not a stam sukkah.
Yeah, because that would be living another. If it's a svara, so then the pasuk we get later the alpha that we don't go by that svara.
Yeah, but if it's a pasuk and a svara, can that be the key that if it's also a svara, then you can have no exception?
Yeah. I mean, why? I mean, Tosfos of Paris holding it's a svara. Without
if the svara only, you know, right, so. Then we can get rid of it.
I mean, the Gemara in Tzuvos, if you look up the Gemara in Tzuvos, I'm not sure if Tosfos learned the Gemara in Tzuvos. We don't know. The Gemara in Tzuvos is talking about Peshas or Peshahitim. The Gemara doesn't mention a word there about Migur. So the Ritva is saying that Peshas or Peshahitim and Migur are the same thing. We don't know if Tosfos agrees to that or not. So we don't even know. But the Gemara says, how do I know that Peshas or Peshahitah deraisa? So they bring a pasuk. So then the Gemara says, Kasha, what do I need a pasuk for? It's a svara. And the Gemara says, you're right. You don't need a pasuk. It's a svara. And the pasuk is coming for something else. That's in Gemara. So the Ritva is correct that if Lu Yitzor you were deichet the svara, then the pasuk would come back. The only reason why we don't have a pasuk is we don't need a pasuk. But if Modeb and Mixus would challenge the svara and say don't follow that svara, then the pasuk lechara would pipe in.
Maybe the svara becomes like a din gomer that you can't challenge. Meaning, if it was just a svara and there was never a pasuk, so but once if the svara kicked out the pasuk, so maybe that's a lima gufa that the svara.
If the
Svara kicked out the pasuk, well, it's a right that the Torah is machshu the svara.
Yeah, because the Chazal felt that it's a good svara, but if you right, have a
Torah svara, said this svara is good, so then it's a kasha. Then you don't want to have it. Then you can't have a xeris
akasha. Why not? Say, because xeris akasha could if say it's that there are, listen, yeah, yeah, paraduma. Paraduma is metame as a metame as a tame as a tahire. But there's an exception. The parazay and the metaya. So you say, why? It doesn't make sense. It's an exception. There are exceptions in life.
The Torah
can there be exceptions? So except for here.
Because it's one thing the Torah have dinim and odds with each other, that's fine. But if the Torah says,
every time we make shneksu abon kechvan, ein melamdin, according to many rishonim, it means it's an exception. Right, then we have in some cases that they're shavik as if gekasev, except over here. No, there's no such thing. There's cases that I don't know by shavik as if, but by shirch v'dvar aveira, ain't shirch v'dvar aveira, except by I forgot already. What was in Kedushin, truma and kachim or something.
What's the ritva saying? But it's daraisu. You
can have exceptions.
Right. So what's the ritva saying?
They're allowed to make exceptions. There are rules and exceptions. What?
It's still a legitimate question to ask. So maybe if Rabbi concluded it's an exception, fine, but you'll let it ask the question. The Torah said this svara is a good svara, straight up. So then you can ask the question, the Torah says this is a good svara, so why is the Torah saying over here inconsistently it sounds like not a good svara? That's a fair question, at least.
In other words, so you want to say, in Hashgafa, you know, that you're saying that there's a basic machlekes ritva in Taisis, is that Taisis says, that based on Ein Darish time of the Kra, you're not allowed to ask that why would the Torah make an exception? And yeah, the Ritva that you're allowed to ask.
When the Torah says Sparrow, you're allowed to ask the question. The Torah says Sparrow is true. Then you could say, well, the Torah said this is a good Sparrow. So the Torah is the Gal of the time of the Kra.
Well, the Torah didn't say that. The Chazal said the Svara is true.
There's yeah, but that means that's legitimate. But if the Svara is the basis for the Lima, that means the Torah is saying this is the Lima. That means the Torah is saying this is a good Svara. So that's logical. At least we have a logic to work with. And you could say, okay, the Torah said this is at least you could work with that.
You can work with that logic. So what I think you're saying is that the Taisus holds ain't darish time of the crop, and the fact that you have a stira in the pasuk going against Svara, and even it's going against another, you know, that's too bad. Ain't darish time of the crop, you know, no problem. And the Ritva is apparently holding.
Therefore, according to Taisus,
the only way Rabba could have had a legitimate problem. Rabba's walking in with a kasha. Rabba means that I have a legitimate question. So Tzivis is bothered. What's Rabba's question? Ain't Darish time in the grub. So the only way Tzivis can defend Rabba's question is by saying that Rabba's asking, O native Be'acha, meaning I got a question on all the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say, Migui Kol Tarakula? They should have been native Me'acha. But if for some reason you couldn't be native Me'acha, according to Taisus, let's say, for example, it's a Farisha Pasuk that we go Basar Migui. It's a Misi Moshe, Alaka Moshe, Misinai, whatever it is. You can't be native Me'acha. So then Rabba would not have a valid kasha. What I heard Herzberg say is that it's not so poshut that this fits into the rule of Ein Darish and time in the crop, because since this is a stira, if the Torah has a pasuk that we go baser migui, and here the Torah is saying you don't go baser migui, and the Torah is making a stira, so that's better than a that's not Ein Darish time in the crop. That's a stira.
I was losing the quality of the sorrow on one end.
I don't know the basis for a lever.
The Torah is allows it to be the basis.
How do we know that there is match of the svar?
Because the Torah assume we're gonna assume the svar to make the different drushes. So the Torah has to assume we're gonna know the svar on Yusuf.
I don't know. So the Torah is the svar to make the difference.
But we did. So the Torah obviously knows we're gonna say the svar who and we'll use the possible something else. By definition, that means the Torah is assuming that this is a good svar, and that's a match, and that's totally match to the svar by having the drush based on knowing the svar to darsh and all of
these properly. I don't see that. That's very cluster in the rithium. You're making a drush that based on the gemara and subas. I can see.
I'm saying it's a column drush. It's the Torah. It's something that we learn in svar. Is it why the Torah holds the svar?
I don't know. Wait, how do you know the Torah holds the svar?
Maybe Tyson's
the rich. It sounds like
I don't know why it'd be so radical. I'd be less radical. I would just say the Ritva holds. That's a valid brown. This Torah time in the Krah means stam. The Torah says halacha. Torah says that a need is tummy for 7 days. So why does Hashem make a need the tummy for 7 days? Stop, you can't ask the guy, why does Hashem say Basar v'chad of his Asar? Why does Hashem make the sky blue? You know, these are all questions. You can't be Darish time in the crop. So why is a Nida Asar? Why is a, because that's one of the cases where they actually give a reason. I think they Darish time in the crop there, quite some people. Is why is Nida Asar 7 days? Why is Basar v'chad of Asar? Why is Shechita, you know? So you can't. You start asking all these questions. Why is Kalayim Aser? Why is Shatnez Aser? Why that already is Darish Time in the Krah. But if you have a Stira, that's much worse. So that you're allowed to be Darish Time in the Krah.
Maybe and the
Ritva. That's what I would say. I would say that there's a Machlokes Ritva and Tysus.
Maybe Tosus agrees. Maybe there's no machlokas and Ashkafa. Tosus can't learn like the Ritva only because he doesn't hold Migus Deraisa.
But he definitely holds Deraisa based on a Svara. Because Tavis knows that Migo is Daraisa. Tavis is not going to deny that Migo is Daraisa. Everyone knows, we know from Bikiyas and Gan Shas, that Migo is Daraisa. The only difference is that the Gemara clearly in Ksuvah says that it's of Svara. The Gemara had a Hava meaning that's a Pasik. So the Ritva seems to be insisting on that Hava meaning remains a Maskana. And the Tavis probably held the Havina did not remain in Maskana.
Right, but
Tavis right. also has to hold it.
But if it's Midaraisa only from Svara, not from a Pasek, so then maybe Tosus wouldn't disagree that you could ask a Stira.
Yeah, but that means that you're saying that Svara is almost like a weakness. So the Ritva's whole gosh is only because it's a Pasek. But right. It sounds like not like that as well. They're both saying Zomiga Deraisu Usware Nami.
How's Rabbi better? How's Rabbi avoiding that?
I'm saying that there's a Mashplagus in Hashkafa between Tavis and the Ritva. Tavis says that you're allowed to have Stiras in the Torah, Stiras in Svara. And we don't care. There's no problem with Darish time at the, and that's all in the get of ain't Darish time at the Krah. And the Ritva is saying that ain't Darish time at the Krah is only if you want to understand why is the sky blue, why is Basar b'chad of Asar. But if I have a steer in the Torah, then here we follow legally and here we don't. Whether it doesn't make a difference if the comes from the pasuk or comes from Asfara, but if it's a Daraisa. So then you're making a steer in the Torah, in the din, that already, according to the Ritva, you're allowed to ask, you're allowed to be Darish time in the Krah.
Rebbe, why can't you say the
question focus? A higher level of Xeris HaKasha.
Why can't you say the question
focus? I don't understand. Okay. It's one thing to say, I don't understand why Hashem made something happen. But if there's a stira, that's much worse because now you have a stira. So the machlokes, right? That's what the Velt says. The Velt says, why is Paraduma called Chayk? Everything's there's hundreds of Chayks in the Torah. Why did Paraduma become the classical Chayk? So the answer is because it's a stira in Paraduma, because Paraduma is worse than all the other Chukim. Because Paraduma is Mitameh es HaTaharim and Mitameh es HaTaharim and Mitameh es HaTmeim. There's lots of steers in Paraduma.
Okay, but over there, I don't understand why it's Mitameh and I don't understand why it's Mitaher. So that I can't be Dairish. But over here, maybe the Ritva is telling you, since I have a Gdash Takasuf and I have a Svara with it, it shows us that this Svara is true and therefore you cannot have exceptions to that. We're just minimizing the machlokas between the Ritva and the Taisvas.
Didn't Rebbe before say that there are exceptions to Dorish time of the crawl, like with the Ramban by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I think, and the Ramban holds something that's so pashut that there's a certain level of, like, if it's obvious enough that even the Ramban of the Gvidar be Shimon.
That's when you obviously know the read. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but there are exceptions. That, so like, why?
I don't know. And then, no, but here again, Rabba doesn't know an obvious reason. Rabba's asking a question.
Another exception.
It's a valid question. So Taiva seems to feel it's not a valid question.
Don't we try to stay here? Wait, give me a chance.
So what did you want to say? That the Ritva is only because it's both a Pasuk and a Svara.
Yes, and I think that's what Aaron was trying to say before, that because of a Svara, then yes. The Xeris HaKasuf cannot have any exceptions.
Or at least we have the right to question if we find
one. Isis knows that Gemara also.
If it would just be a Svara, so I would tell you, okay, so the Torah, you can have two Svaras that can contradict each other.
How do you know Tosfos argue?
I mean, I don't know why that's true, what you're saying. If Miga is a Svara, so then we see from Tosfos that we can live with the fact, because Tosfos obviously knows Miga is a Svara. Because he has to hold it comes from somewhere, and if it, so, he
must maybe he holds the rice also.
So Tavis obviously holds that if Mika something's a Svara, so there's no problem. You have a Svara, and the Torah wrote here's an exception. Fine, it could be a Svara that Shavik gets of Kikasav, and here there's an exception. It's a Svara that I should be before E. It's illogical because I is smaller, I don't know, whatever fits better, but then you make an exception. No problem. But if it's a Pasuk and a Svara, so why does it make a difference? I don't really hear what the difference, because we're not saying in Taivis that the Svara is wrong, because we're keeping the Svara in all shots. We're saying the Svara is right. And yet we can live with the fact that the Svara is right and there's exceptions. So what is the fact that there's a Pasuk?
Otherwise, you should look at this here's a custom and say that it slugs up the Svara. If it's just a Svara, so the Xeris HaKasuf clearly says the Svara is wrong. So then you
know. No, it doesn't say the Svara is wrong. It says, in according to Taisvis, we're not saying the Svara. If you don't have Nedef Me'acha, if Nedef Me'acha is not on the table, we're not saying the Svara is wrong. Haraya, we're going to still say the Svara everywhere else.
Yeah, but the river could hold that the Svara is right. Be more of a caution.
We're going by the Svara everywhere else. We're saying the Svara is right.
Yeah, but let's see, the river must say no.
Tosa is saying that we're going to say that the Svara is wrong everywhere.
Only because of a quick clown called Nedef Me'acha. But I'm saying, but if Louis is sure there's no such thing, Nedef Me'acha is based on the principle of Yud Gimel Midas. That you, when you have God, when you see something, you're allowed to make a Nedef. Let's say you couldn't do Nedef, either because there's no such Yud Gimel Midas, or like in the Ritva, because there's a Mefarish Pasuk, so you can't be Nedef against a Pasuk. So it's Mashma from Tosis. That if for whatever reason you could not say Nedef Me'acha, there'd be no problem. Why not? You're making a steer in Svara.
How do we know that Rav agrees with the Gemara and Ksubis?
That's not a valid question.
Well, the Ritva,
because we assume that he agrees.
Okay, so that's what the Ritva's assuming agrees, and therefore saying in the global picture of things, it's going to come out that it's deraisa, and therefore it can't be neilif mehacha, and therefore we're left with only the first tyson.
That's deraisa.
What?
Everyone, no one's going to argue. 100%.
So the Ritva's going global and saying based on Ksubis, we know that end of the day it can't be neilif mehacha. Therefore, we're left with the question: how come?
Tyson also knows. That it's not okay. Deraisa.
Tyson
knows that you can't be made of Me'ach. Of course not, because the Migo is brought down a million places in Shas. But Tyson is saying the Gemara's Kasha is not that you should be native, is that I don't understand why the Rabbanan weren't native. The Kasha on the Rabbanan. Of course they weren't. Obviously, they weren't. There's a half a million Mishnayos and Shas. It says Migli.
So the way Tosis is phrasing the question for Rabbah is looking at this case of Moedim and Mixus in a vacuum. Forget any place else. We should have one of two things. Either Migli should be applying, like we know applies all over, or this should be a source that Migli doesn't exist. Right. Just focusing on this.
Right.
The Ritva is looking at a global situation throughout Shas. We know from other places in Shas that Migli is valid, and therefore the second part of Tosfos he's not going to even bother dealing with because he throws that out.
He throws that out,
and therefore he's only going to focus on the first part, which is how come Migli doesn't exist.
Okay, but where we said, this is what we set up, how we set up the sig in the beginning, that the fact that Tosfos brings this into the Kasha means that he feels that if you would not be able to say this, you have no, the Gemara Rabbah would not have a valid.
Why? It's Oynelef is an extra point.
Tosfos doesn't say extra points for no reason. I don't believe it. Tosfos, in my opinion, and someone else said this too, so I'm a Chavik, one of the guys in the share, that Tosfos, all the Rishayim say, I mean, in the sheet that the issue, the reason that the thing that's bothering Tosfos is that what's Rabbah doing? We know that we're not Darish time in the Krah, because the most simple reading of Rabbah is it's Darish time in the Krah. So the problem Tosfos has is we know that we're not Darish time in the Krah. So therefore, Tosfos is saying if you don't have an O native, then you are being Darish time in the Krah. So the problem is that since it sounds like the Ritva does not have an O native, so then why isn't the Ritva being accused of being Darish time in the Krah? So it seems that there's a machloikis between the Ritva and Tosfos in the gather of what's called being Darish time in the Krah. So the guys are trying to say that it's only because the Ritva has a pasuk and a svara.
Maybe Tosfos also does.
Why that makes for a difference.
Maybe Tosfos also does.
According to Rabbi, let's say there's only a svara and
if you tell me if it just was svara alone,
then the pasuk would make it a svara chitzona.
That's not a problem. So then why does he bring in the fact that there's a svara? Svara doesn't do anything. He should only ask that it's a pasuk.
If two psukim are less each other, so we just say that
the svara makes it worse.
Maybe Tosfos and the Ritva really agree, but the difference is that the Migu, according to the Ritva, he works out specifically that the Migu is based on a gezer zakasav that kofer akol is ki hu zeh. Tosfos doesn't know that at this point. Tosfos thinks that the idea of being kofer akol is believed is only because of the chazak of Ein Adam Meyas. That's why Tosfos switches. It says basic cheshbon. It's a different migu. According to Tosfos, the migu is based on a svara that I would have been and it would have had a svara. That is Tosfos allowed to ask. Or Neil Mahach, you don't say such a thing. But if the migu is a gezeir zakasav, then it would have been believed because of a gezeir zakasav.
Everyone at once called for a call believed. It makes no difference why it's believed.
Why not?
The exact same migu.
Why?
Migui, because Migui, we're learning Pashup Shat. The Migui is not Tzvus Taina, but Migui is a raya that I'm telling the truth. So once the din is that Kai Brakol believes, for it doesn't make a difference why it's because then you have the same raya. If you want to tell me Tzvus Taina, okay, but I don't
know. According to Tosfos, he thinks it's based on the Chazaka, so now
it doesn't make a difference, but the Maisa.
I'll tell the difference is once the Torah knocks it out. That's a difference, not on that side. Of course, the Kasha is a Kasha. When the Torah knocks it out, when the Torah says The Torah comes along and knocks it out, right? That's what Rebbe's saying. It knocks it out. Because would you ask Nelef Mahacha or not? The Ritva doesn't, and the Taisus does. I'm saying the reason why is when the Torah knocks it out, the Torah is knocking out a Svara, that Migu is based on a Svara.
According the Migu is the same, based on the exact same Svara. Bain and Rashi, Taisus, Bain and Ritva. I don't agree with you.
But the Ritva works it out before.
No, I don't agree. They argue why Kaifer Hako is believed. It's not, it doesn't have to swear. But once Kaifer Hako, it doesn't have to swear. We get to Maida Bemixus. Maida Bemixus, you have the same Svara. This is Svara that I have a Migu. I go to Kaifer Hako. Who cares why Kaifer Hako is believed?
On the Nail of Mahacha. That's what I'm saying.
The Nail of Mahacha means Meshaveda, then it's not a Migu.
What?
Unless Rashi really means Meshaveda, which
no, but the Ritva is learn. Sounds like he's learning with Migu. Right.
The Ritva learns.
Right. Ritva
definitely
learns
Migu. Rashi's Migu.
Yeah. Okay. So we're learning the Ritva. So we're just, and we're learning. Tavis also learns in Migu. So it sounds.
Rebbe, just clarification question. I missed something. I'm a little confused. When we read the Ritva, Rebbe said he can't be learning like Tosus. First of all, he doesn't say like Tosus. That wasn't such a strong raya because chaser. And the second thing, I thought the second reason he can't be learning like Tosus, we said, is because the Ritva saying Migu is a deraisa.
Right. And then he even adds to it, this deraisa, and even more than that.
Maybe just
the whole,
maybe
the Ritva is doing is he's making, you know, Tosus, the Ritva and Tosus are going opposite directions. Tavis, in order to make him explain the Gemara's Kasha, he sort of like makes Migui weak. Well, you know, the Migui is not
maybe that's not what the Ritva is trying to do.
Because maybe it's not so pushy that we say Migui. While the Ritva is going out of his way to make Migui a Superman. Migui is a Buster. Migui is a Sora. No one can argue with Migui.
Maybe the Ritva just means the contrast
that the Ritva needs to say. And therefore, the Gemara's Kasha is shlug up me going, Adar Rabba, you went out of your way.
He needs to say that because Pashm Shat and Rashi
strengthened the Migu.
Maybe he needs to say this to myself.
He's doing the wrong thing.
Meaning, it's not that I thought what he was saying because you see from the Ritva, Migu's deraisa. Everyone, Tosus also has to hold Migu's deraisa.
Everyone holds Migu's deraisa. But Tavis probably holds Migu's deraisa based on Svara. The Ritva holds Migu's deraisa based on Pasuk or Svara. You see from the Ritva's
language, might want to prove that
Migui is undeniable. So Migui deraisa and it's a Svara, so no one can deny it.
Maybe
Ritva would want to prove that it's not
the Svara. Saying that you should, the Rav is asking you should deny Migui. If it's a Pasuk, you can't deny it. If it's you can't argue with a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. What are you going to
maybe,
do?
Maybe all the Ritva means to say. Maybe all the Ritva means to say is that Pashim Shad, he's learning, he starts with Rashi. Rashi is Meshul Aveda. So Pashim Shad is Shmer because Meshul Aveda is the Ndarabanan. So then he explains, no, it means Migu. And then in case Shapir Amaraba, that Lamalol Minasa Torb Migu, because Migu is Deraisa.
Okay, I don't know, but I still don't see how that helps us.
Because it does, maybe, because then his point isn't so strong to say, his point isn't to bump up Migu in order to ask Akasha. It's the bump up Migu, because otherwise the Gemara wouldn't read, because it's the Rice of the Rabbanan.
Okay, we'll have to look at it.
And then maybe he can read it like Tosus.
He says the Im Kane, it doesn't sound like, you know, you're saying it's like he's making here a brand new point, and he's telling you that when Rashi said Meshav Aveda, he meant Migui.
Well, he's trying to support it. He said it before.
It that way, Imkain is like a flow that based on what I said before is good, and not that now, but make
it is because before he told us Pshat and Rashi.
Can we say there's a machlokes? What if the Ritva would
have to establish that the svara is better than a svara chitzuna ba'alma? Isn't that why? Wouldn't the Ritva want to establish that it's not just a svara chitzuna ba'alma, but it's good enough to make to repurpose the pasuk? Because it was just like a stam svara chitzuna, so then it would lose to the gzeiras hakasuv over here straight up. Right. Because we have a svara chitzuna, but the pasuk here says no migu, so obviously our svara chitzuna is wrong. So the Ritva is showing that it's not a stam like svara chitzuna. It's like it's a super svara that is good enough to be madcha the pasuk for a different drasha, so that's a whole different story.
Okay, I don't know, but so then what's the kasha? Like, since you can't,
the kasha is that he holds. I was thinking with the ripple holes.
That if you couldn't say zio hachi neidah mehacham, there's no problem. Okay, let me Rabbi, stop here.
The ripple hole is not true.
Rabbi, could there be a machloekus between chayus and ritzvah in how alumali cross farhu works? Meaning the ritzvah holds that if you're going to come up with a svara, you don't lose the pasuk. So therefore, meaning we'd rather go with the svara, but if the svara would fall off for any reason, we still have the pasuk. But Tosfos, so since you said lomeli cross svarahu over there, we're not using that pasuk, and therefore, if another pasuk comes along here and is malka the svara, it would be just like any other case where you have a pasuk being malka svara and it can knock it off. And the ritzvah holds no. If the lomeli cross svarahu is that if you're going to knock off the svara, you still have that pasuk to back you up, and you don't want two pasukim that are contradicting each other.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I have to learn. I don't know. You know, you have to learn. I have to look up the Gemara in Suvis.
But I'm saying that's how Svara and Daraisu can fit together. Is the Ritzvah holds that even though Lamaisu, at the end of the day, we say it's a Svara, is that it's backed up by a Pasuk. Don't forget, it's backed up by a pasuk, and therefore, if you're going to knock it off the svara because it's going to use this as a makar, like Tyson is suggesting, then you're going to steer between two pasukim, and we can't have that.
Yeah. Okay. But I hear. So Tyson probably holds it. You could have it. Okay.
Tyson holds once you say it's a svara and it knocks off the pasuk, so then we're going to use that pasuk for something else, whatever it is. It's a svara at the end of the day. So we use the makar here to knock off the svara.
I hear. Believe it or not, I actually heard what you said. I understand. Okay, I don't know. Too bad I'm overtime. Anyway, it's definitely something interesting. What the machlekes is. Okay, let's see. I don't know if I'll find anyone who talks about it.
Should we look at how Tosfos and Mitzvah learn the Gemara over there?
If you think that's relevant, you can look. I'm not sure it's going to be relevant, so I can look. Okay, all right, I'm going to stop. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, good night.